Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's September 2014. Technology advancements, such as hydraulic fracturing, have greatly increased U.S. production of oil and natural gas. This increase poses challenges for oil and gas transportation infrastructure, such as pipeline and rail. A team co-led by Frank Rusco, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently reviewed oil and gas transportation infrastructure issues. GAO's Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with Frank to talk about what they found.
What are some of the risks involved in transporting more oil and gas?
Well, the thing to understand is that a lot of the new oil and gas being produced in the United States is being produced in areas where there is no pipeline infrastructure. So for gas, you absolutely have to send it by pipeline, so you have to build this new infrastructure. So there's a big build-out around the country in areas where they're producing new gas of new pipelines, and some of these pipelines are bigger and have higher pressure than the pipelines that we've seen built in the past, so there's some challenges there. With respect to oil, it's a little bit different. In the absence of pipelines, you have other options. You can send oil by truck, you can send it by rail, you can send it by barge. And so what we've seen is in areas where there are no pipelines, you've seen a big increase in truck traffic and a big increase in oil shipped by rail and by barge. And of course, you know, shipping oil, there are risks associated with that. You can have, you know, accidents on the road, you can have derailments of train cars, you know, you can have barges that you know, bump into things and spill oil, and all of those things have occurred. But there's another key element to the oil production. When you produce oil, you also get natural gas with it. And if you don't have pipelines, you really don't have any option for shipping the gas. It has to go on a pipeline. So if you don't have a pipeline, you essentially have to just burn that natural gas off. And they call it flaring. And so in places where there's no pipelines to gather the natural gas, and it's not enough to build new pipelines, then there's a lot more flaring. So, you know, for example, in North Dakota, there's big flares at the oil sites where they get associated gas.
You mentioned some of the transportation risks, and there may be some concerns about transporting oil by train, especially after the derailment and explosion last year in Canada that killed 47 people. What are some of the rail safety risks your team found?
Well, the biggest issue with shipping oil by rail has seemed to be that some of the oil that's being produced from shale deposits is more volatile. So it has more volatile substances in the oil itself. And existing rail stock, the tankers that they put this oil in for shipment, has perhaps not been adequate to contain the more volatile oil. And it's not designed to withstand, mitigate, or prevent fires that might occur in the event of a derailment.
So what's the Department of Transportation doing to address these types of issues?
Well, the Department of Transportation just announced that it has two rulemakings in place with regard to shipments of oil by rail. And one is to address the requirements for tanker cars so that they will be essentially meeting high enough safety standards for transporting the type of oil that is currently being shipped. And the other is to update and improve response to accidents. So they want to have some, you know, improved communication across first responders and all of that. So they're doing rulemakings in both those areas.
And what recommendations is GAO making in this report?
Well, we think that the Department of Transportation needs to do something similar to what they're doing for rail cars with respect to this build out of new pipeline capacity. So because some of the pipelines are larger diameter and higher pressure than what we've seen in the past, we think they need a rulemaking to look at that and make sure that those pipelines are as safe as they need to be. And again, that there is a response strategy in place to deal with any potential accidents.
Finally, for taxpayers, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
Well, there's sort of two things. One, oil and gas boom that we've been seeing has been good for the economy. We've seen a lot of jobs. We've seen a lot of economic growth. We're now producing more oil and gas than we were. We're talking about being exporters of oil and gas as well as importers for oil. These things have, you know, strong economic effects that are positives. But as this report discusses, when you're producing oil and gas in areas where it previously wasn't being produced, you need to build out some infrastructure in order to make sure that you're able to ship this material in a safe and economic fashion.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.